ポリー。
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 Party down, boys and girls. This is the 40th episode of
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
From Rhode Island, where lunch hour traffic is in perpetual gridlock, it's Christus vincit. Today's features: Seamus, the Christus Vincit weatherman; the Christus Vincit wish list part 2; a sneak preview of Big Sibling with musical guest Josh Jacobson; and now, a man who once worked for a church in the F1 that's had as much backstabbing as CBS's Big Brother, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hi and welcome! Today is Monday, July 31st, 2006, the Monday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time. It's also a big day for the Society of Jesus, a.k.a. the Jesuits. Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, the introit for the day is a no-brainer. I would use the hymn, At the Name of Jesus, preferably with the tune, King's Weston by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now, the tune is copyrighted still. Oxford University Press in London still owns it, but the text is in the public domain. I'll read you the text anyways. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. Wow. There's even that little bit from the beginning of John's Gospel there too. In principio erat verbum. In the beginning was the Word. And for those who remember the Tridentine Mass, that was the beginning of what was called the last gospel, and that's how Mass ended. Now, there's also that prayer of St. Ignatius. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. All I have and call my own. Whatever I have or hold, you have given me. I restore it all to you and surrender it wholly, to be governed by your will. Give me only your love and your grace, and I am rich enough and ask for nothing more. Now, there are a couple of musical settings to this prayer. The more contemporary, of course, is the John Foley Take, Lord, Receive, which you probably remember from... It was either Volume 1 or Volume 2 of the old three-volume Glory and Praise sets there. Now, if you want a really cool setting, try this one. Prayer of Self-Offering by Alexander Pelequin. Now, incorporated in this setting of the prayer is the antiphon, Lord, I freely give all my liberty to you, which is sung by the people. And then halfway through, there is the Mode 6 Ubi Caritas, which is sung in quite a mystical background music while singing that. Then it goes back to the responsory. Again, it's quite nice. It's done here often, especially when they have Mass for the religious jubilarians at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence. And that's a Mass that's held annually at the Cathedral on Divine Mercy Sunday. Grab that Radiating Christ CD. The song is on there. The CD is available at GIA. We'll leave the page linked in the show notes, and you'll also get to hear The Glory of the Bells from that same page.
Yesterday, what did we sing at last yesterday?
Periodically, you will hear some hums throughout today's show. I mean, it is so hot up here in Rhode Island that National Grid might just out-profit Microsoft for the summer quarter of 2006. Well, now I'll be ducking also while awaiting comments from certain Mac owners.
iPod J Catholic Podcast.
Yep, they'll be telling me that I'm using the wrong computer. Well, anyways, yesterday with the iPadre out in Steubenville, Ohio, we had three guest priests, two of whom that I have really made good friends with since I came to Holy Ghost, Father Daniel Gray, who was a retired priest in our diocese, and Father Tom Kosick, author of the book The Reform of the Reform. Well, yesterday we celebrated the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we're going to play our introit for the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was the opening hymn, The Church's One Foundation, text by Samuel J. Stone, sung to the tune Aurelia, written by Samuel Sebastian Wesley. The glory was from Pelequin's Mass of the Bells. The responsorial psalm for the day was Psalm 145, using the antiphon, The hand of the Lord feeds us, he answers all our needs. And that antiphon was set to music by Father Columba Kelly, a Benedictine from the St. Meinrad Arch Abbey. Music for the verses were set by the French Jesuit Joseph Gelineau. A translation, of course, was from the Grail. The Alleluia was the mode 6. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Offertory, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, the famous Philadelphia Eucharistic Congress hymn. And it was a good base for the gospel of the day. They ate and they were satisfied. It was that loaves and fishes gospel. Father Kosick made a very good point at Mass yesterday. How many people actually thought that there was no miracle in that gospel and it was just Jesus teaching his people about sharing? Who said yes? Anyone say yeah? If you said yeah, you're dead wrong. Think about this. 5 barley loaves, 2 fish. 5,000 people! The leftovers filled 12 baskets! Thus, the miracle. And Father Kosick's message, always believe in miracles. Music during the liturgy of the Eucharist was from the Jubilate Deo collection of simpler Latin chants. Basically because yesterday was the last Sunday of the month of July. The Lord's Prayer was the standard chant from the Roman Missal in English. And the communion was this.
They will inherit the land.
What you just heard there was an original Remember Lord Thy Servants. The antiphon is Remember Lord Thy Servants when thou dost take thy throne. The five verses that go with that antiphon are based on the Beatitudes. This pretty much fulfilled the second of two communion antiphons given to us in the Roman Missal for that day. And now finally here's the recessional hymn. Familiar Praise to the Lord the Almighty, a hit in almost every denomination, especially in Catholicism. And the second line of verse 1 actually fits the first of two communion antiphons of the day. And now, here's Seamus. And now, Seamus O'Reilly, the Christus Vincit weatherman. Better pray he's right.
Oh, man, Seamus here, your favorite weathermaker. Here's the weather I'm going to be making for Christus Vincit, man, for Tuesday. In Providence, it's a morning of thunder boomers, high of 90. Pittsburgh. Sunny and woo-wee hot. High of 100 and no thunder boomers. Finally in Lafayette, scattered kablammies. High of 90. Jason must be getting sick of those kablammies.
Well, so am I. But you can catch up on all of the mischief at crystalsvinci.blogspot.com. We're here to make your ordinary time extraordinary.
Kablammy!
Stay glued to the edge of your seats, folks. We'll be adding on to our Crystal Sphinx wish list. We'll have a brand spanking new sneak preview of a reality show spinoff on a reality show. And Josh Jacobson comes back with more trombone music. Don't touch that mouse.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Cavalier asking you to join me every Sunday for the St. Michael's RCIA podcast. Our program is an audio reading of the Sunday scriptures, along with an explanation of the word and traditional and contemporary Christian music. And coming this summer, we'll be featuring interviews with independent artists, clergy, and others who will shed some light on the importance of faith in their lives. CatholicPodcast.info says, "It's a good source of meditation upon the Word, and a means of either preparing yourself for the upcoming Sunday, or for once more reflecting on the message you heard at Mass that day. So why not join me this Sunday? You can find us at stmichaelsrcia.com. That's stmichaelsrcia.com.
Blow out those trick candles and make a wish. Here's another episode of the Crystal Sphinx Wish List. Hey, before we move on with this segment, I want to ask you to please pardon the humming noise for a little bit. We gotta get some AC in here, you know? It's hot up here in Rhode Island. Matter of fact, it's so hot up here in Rhode Island that everything Seamus touches either melts or catches fire. But anyways, last week we covered the first 24 pieces of our Crystal Sphinx wish list, spanning the A and B sections of the OCP song search engine. Now today we're going to go through section C, which we came up with 31 pieces. Here we go. We start with Child of Blessing, Child of Promise. This is a fresh baptism themed text written by Ronald Cole Turner, set to the classic tune Stuttgart, and that's the tune we all know with such hymns as Come Thou Long Expected Jesus and God My King Thy Might Confessing. Christ be my leader. This is a text written by Timothy Dudley Smith, set to the classic Irish tune Slain, which we all know with Be Thou My Vision and Lord of All Hopefulness. And this is the first time I've seen this particular text since that hymnal, Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles by the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School. Nice text. And, of course, the Genevieve Glen Gems keep a coming. This is the hymn for Advent, Christ Comes, the Promised Peace of God, which got wedded to the tune Morning Song, early American tune. Now, maybe they'll smarten up and switch the tune of The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns to St. Stephen, so we can sing both Promised Peace and St. Stephen, The King Shall Come, both on the same Sunday. Christ has promised to be present, another fresh text set to Stuttgart. Now, Stuttgart's a great tune, but now we got to remember, you don't want to overkill a good tune, so, I mean, let's get some really good-sounding, fresh 8787 tunes going, eh? Christ is alive, like Christians sing. This has been in a few hymnals as of late, especially since the mid-80s. It's Brian Wren's familiar text set to a familiar tune, Truro, which is often associated with Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates. Now, here's one I was very disappointed and upset when I saw this hymn drop from a music issue from 06. Christ is made the sure foundation. I taught it to my congregation in October of 05, only to see it dropped for 06. Come on, let's bring it back. Good hymn. And use that same tune that you had it with in 05. Don't switch around. Westminster Abbey. By the way, there's an alternate tune by Dale Wood, also listed in the search. That tune is called Eden Church, and it appears in the Worship 2 hymnal of 1975. Now, another one that should have never been booted, but did. Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands, the English translation of the classic German Christ lag in Todesbaden. By the way, go with the Bach harmony, it's gorgeous. Christ Mighty Savior. That one's also a gem from Worship 2. I don't remember the source offhand. Christ the Victorious. This is an ideal hymn for funeral masses as well as during Easter season. It's set to the tune Russia, which is widely used for the familiar God the Omnipotent, King who ordainest. You hear a little bit of Tchaikovsky in that first line, too. Christ upon the mountain peak, set to a tune by Peter Kutz. Perfect for the Transfiguration. Matter of fact, the Transfiguration is this coming Sunday, so it's an ideal one to have. Christ is born on Christmas Day. This very short, simple melody is a lovely little adaptation to the chant tune Resonate in Laudibus. Christ whose glory fills the skies. Now, this doesn't list a tune name in the search, but last time I've seen it, it's set to a tune called Ratisbon. I would have no problem singing it to that at all. Christe Redemptor Omnium, translated Christ Redeemer of All, set to a really cool tune from 1784 called Adesto Sancta Trinitas. Every now and then, Christopher Walker pens a gem. Now, probably didn't think of us when he wrote his setting of Christus Vincit, but it is there. And it sounds good, too. His best work, I think, since Out of Darkness. His Laudate Laudate Dominum is pretty good, too, by the way. Clear the voice and clear the warning. This hymn text by Benedictine Father Harry Hagen, using the early American tune Restoration, a tune often used with Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy. Come and find the quiet center. A fresh new text set to the early American tune Beech Spring. And speaking of Beech Spring, here's another one right underneath it. Come and journey with a savior. A text by Herbert O'Driscoll. Now, here's a lost gem from the late Robert Kreutz. Come and see where Jesus lay. Now, how about this one? Come, host of heaven's high dwelling place. This is a text by John Bell. Many people know John Bell from the Iona community. And it's set to the tune St. Columba, as in the King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Now, here's another hymn I was very disappointed to see dropped for 06. Come My Way, My Truth, My Life. This one uses a tune called The Call, by Ralph Vaughan Williams. It's part of a collection by Vaughan Williams called Five Mystical Songs. Come now and praise the humble saint. Ideal hymn to Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. Come, O Lord, and set us free. And this is from Robert Kreutz's collection simply called Psalms. Come, thou fount of every blessing. This is set to the tune Nettleton. Definitely a must. Come to me, all pilgrims thirsty, by the Benedictine nun Sister Dolores Dufner, set to the early American tune Holy Manna. Come to us, creative spirit, set to a tune by Richard Prue, and let me remind you of something I had said in our last show. If it has Richard Prue's name on it, 99 out of 100 times, it's a keeper. Compassion Walks the City Street. Another Sister Genevieve Glenn jam, and this one is set to St. Patrick's Breastplate, as in I Bind Unto Myself Today. Conditor Almae Siderum, the original Latin text from which Creator of the Stars of Night is translated. Coventry Carol. Now, there's a Christopher Walker arrangement that's quite nice, and it's in octavo form. But there's definitely nothing wrong with putting, we'll say, the basic hymn version into the Missalettes for Christmas. Credo 1 and Credo 3. Two prominent chant credos in Latin. And finally, Crux Fidelis, the classic Faithful Cross hymn for Good Friday. Now, the version that's available is set to Piccadilly, which is a nice tune, especially with Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. But especially for Holy Week, this particular text, I would really recommend a chant tune, even if it's Pange Lingua Gloriosi. Now for some pod-safe music, here is Josh Jacobson. Jacobson giving us the second movement, the Allegro, of the Sonata in F Minor by Georg Philipp Telemann. Last week he played for you the first movement of that same sonata, which was the Andante Cantabile. Josh can be found courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. And he's come to find out also a podcaster. By the way, I got this wonderful thank you note on the message board from Josh last week. Hey Brian, thanks so much for playing my music on your podcast. I think it's great that I can record myself playing at a benefit concert, playing on my podcast, post it on the PMN, PodSafe Music Network, and then have it played on podcasts all over the world. If you're interested, I do my own podcast called the Just Joshin' Podcast at www.justjoshin.org. Thanks, Josh. Always great to hear from the artists. Other artists who have written to thank me are Joshua Burke, also a PodSafe artist, and Ludwig Corelli, whose music is featured on the SoundClick music site. Links can be found in today's show notes. And we'll be back.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
Against the will of the makers of Big Brother, PWTN, an aggressive word television network, presents Big Sibling, the left-wing inclusive language spin-off of CBS's beloved reality show. 14 house guests, all cooped up in a big 60s-style hippie peace house, donned with peace signs, makeshift altars,
masses with guitars and tambourines, and even...
Bunch of ladies, ew!
That's right. So-called Roman Catholic women priests. Join Joan C., Roger, Todd, Martin, Victoria, Joan H., Thomas, Rembrandt, Barry, Dick, Carrie, Marty, David, and Donald in the passing of the peace pipe, filled with special big sibling smoke. Who will be the last hallucinator standing in the big sibling peace house? Tune in to PWTN, the Progressive Word Television Network.
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Cast your vote for our podcast, Christus printed by him. Some may insist that this show's uncracked, but for shame, us is totally whack. So please get me to Podcast Valley. If we don't win, that's okay, for it's one procedure a month for us today.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Page, reminding you to go down to PodcastAlley.com and give us a vote. PodcastAlley.com, where you can vote for us and all our friends at Disciples with Microphones. So please, don't be left in the cold by leaving us out in the cold. Go vote for us at Podcast Alley today.
For it's one, two, three steps, you're done. Vote for us today.
Tomorrow, of course, starts a new month, and that means time to get back on over to PodcastAlley.com and cast your vote. If this is your first time, the link to Podcast Alley is right on the sidebar of our website. Simply click the Vote Now link and confirm your email so your vote gets counted once and only once for the month. By the way, thank you all for your support. 10 votes for July. Not bad, double digits. Again, thank you. By the way, don't forget our friends over at...
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Sarah from Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Some quick notes before taking off.
Bunch of ladies,
ew! This afternoon, 12 women will be docking from Pittsburgh to put on this ordination skit and claim that they are Roman Catholic woman priests. Just a reminder to please do not let them fool you. There is no such thing as a Roman Catholic woman priest. No diocese, archdiocese, or even the Holy See would acknowledge such a thing. Excommunications for such a feat are automatic. It's a really cool suggestion for anyone who's up to it. After Mass yesterday, Father Kosick and I were chatting, and he was suggesting that someone come up with a blog or a website of some sort where Catholic parishes with really good liturgies and really good music can post their Mass schedules, which I think might be a pretty cool idea, you know? Another idea I was thinking of was a concept somewhat similar to The Mystery Worshipper, if you ever seen that one. It's shipoffools.com, where a mystery worshiper will attend Mass or a service or whatever. It's more ecumenical oriented over at The Mystery Worshipper. And they would basically answer a few questions regarding the service or mass and give it a rating, pretty much. You know, what was the overall experience? How was the music? How was the preaching? That kind of thing. And I'm thinking something like that, but in a strictly Catholic context. You know, like how many extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, too many, were at the altar or something like that. You know, think of it as masstimes.org on steroids. If you want to really see a cool takeoff on a reality show, check out Survivor Liturgy Island at the Ox Files. And I'll have a link on the show notes for today. I want to thank you very much for joining me on our show today. Next week, we'll add some more to our wish list. And hopefully, you'll join us again next week. Keep the votes and the feedback coming, please. We enjoy reading everything. Till then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Psst. One last note. Christos Vinci is a member of Disciples with Microphones, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, the B-Team, and the Christos Vinci Network.